I've been thinking about beauty, and I've started to come up with a theory of beauty. I'm kind of cultivating it, and it's just a theory. It's just conjecture, complete conjecture. But it's informed. It's informed conjecture. So I think like a month ago, I was talking to my friend, and she was talking about, a nose job. And I always was like, I really like your nose. And I'm not saying that because you're my friend and I want you to feel beautiful. I've actually really liked it. Even there's celebrities that their face, I can't forget them because their nose is just a little bit different. There's something quote unquote off about it, but I like it. I actually find it attractive. And, you know, she was just very adamant. She's always just wanted this person's nose. And I forgot what person that is, but it's just that very, not bland, but just like, oh yeah, you know, it's just that it's the quote unquote perfect nose, you know? And then I was talking to someone else and, you know, they're talking about like thigh gap, you know, like, you know, and she's like, that's a myth. I don't have like, you know, these type of women don't have thigh gaps, you know? And I was just like, and then I think I was wondering like, do guys care? Like I'm a guy and I don't care about that. I've never thought about that before, really, you know? I mean, not like obese, but like, you know, some girls that are muscular, you know, they got bigger thighs. So I'm like, that makes sense. Like I never looked at it and was like, ooh, you know? So, and it's been most of my conversations with women, they just want a certain thing. They want this breast size, they want this butt, they want this and this, you know? And I get it. Cause as a guy, I can definitely, you know, when I'm like, oh, she's hot. Like she has certain features, you know? But when I remember years ago when we were doing like top 10 lists when my unit, I was like, yo, what's your top 10 list? You know, celebrities or whatever, crushes. And, you know, some guys' lists were like all the same, you know, like big butt, big breast, blah, blah, blah. Some guys' lists were like they're more petite looking, more cute, petite. And then some guys' lists, like mine, was kind of like all over the place, you know, not just by ethnicity, but just by like body shape, you know. Because I had like Lucy Liu, I got Salma Hayek, like they have different body shapes completely, you know? So yeah, if you just survey a bunch of guys like about their top 10, like, and you look at the look and their lips size, because everybody wants big lips and this, and they're all different, you know? Some are like smaller, some are bigger, some are medium, some got dark skin, some got light skin, some got this. It's like some got wide hips and, you know, big butts, smaller butts, like thin thighs, muscular thighs. Like it's all over the place. So I was wondering, like, why do women like do that? Why do they want this look? Like this particular look? Because for the most part, somebody's gonna like something about you. You know, a collection, a subset of your features, you know, probably, you know, because there's guys that like big girls and stuff like that. So it's just, it's all over the place. So I thought, what is it? And like, if you look at like the Victoria's Secret models, I bet if you asked, you know, 10 guys, you know, oh, do you think this Victoria's Secret model is, you know, beautiful or attractive? I would say probably 9, maybe 10 out of 10 would say yes, right? Even if you did 100, it'd probably be like 99 out of 100. You know, but I don't think that 99 is they all think she's a 10 necessarily. Or they all think she's like perfect. I don't think so. You know, because when I look at all the guys' top 10 list, the girls don't all look like Victoria's Secret models. You know? Some are not tall and skinny. Some are, you know, tall and small. Some are average size and, you know, they're all different shapes. So I started thinking, what if it's that the 99 guys think she's attractive, right? She's just attractive. So some guys could think, oh yeah, you know, she's good, you know? Like she doesn't like do anything for me like that. But I'm like, oh yeah, she's attractive. Up to, wow, right? There's this range. But that person has a mass appeal. So I think about some type of food, you know, like pizza or something. Like most people like pizza. do you like pizza, right? Most people like pizza. But some people like me love pizza. And some people, they just like it. You know, it's a range. So if you ask, you know, 100 people, maybe, you know, just saying, maybe 90 out of 100 like it. Mass appeal. But maybe 80 out of that 90, they just like it. They're just like, okay, that's cool. So I was wondering, maybe it's the same for beauty. You know? So I think maybe that's that would make sense, right? Because so if you're trying to attract a mate, you would want to maximize your attractiveness, you know, to even to your partner. Even if you're in a long-term relationship, you want to maximize it for your partner. But I think maybe we're thinking about it in that way, because our partner picked us because they like what we have for the most part, you know. And maybe if we change it, you know, that's not what they would actually want necessarily. You know, because they're not the masses, they're them. They're just one individual person. So I thought, okay, well, what if you're just some random woman and you have a just certain body shape? You know, maybe if you asked 100 men, maybe only 30 out of the 100 find you attractive. You know, 30's still pretty good. But, you know, maybe only 30 find you attractive. But maybe out of that 30, you know, 15 think you are, you know, perfect shape, you know, or near perfect or really great. You know, you're 8 in their mind. But I think we only think, oh, it's only 30. We're thinking about the number of it's only 30 that find us attractive. We're not like looking in deep, you know, like digging down deep. And actually, out of that 30, a lot of them are really into us, you know, are really into them. You know what I mean? And it's just a theory. And maybe we should focus more on that, of just like, instead of the sheer number of 30, only 30 like us, but out of the 30, like they really do, you know? Because a lot of people eat at McDonald's, but not everybody would say it's a great burger. It just has mass appeal. So maybe, and I think I've definitely fallen into that, because I think I've always thought of myself kind of, I don't know if other guys think about this, but I always thought like, oh man, maybe I have like more girl tendencies, because I would think about body shape. And maybe I was body conscious, you know, because I knew, like, I just looked it up that the ideal height for a man is 6'1". And I'm pretty sure I knew that. And I'm not 6'1". So I would feel subconscious about that, you know. And you would see, you know, women, if you go to a club or this and that, they gravitate to the guys that are taller, you know, because height is a thing. Height has more mass appeal, you know, but I don't have it. And, you know, that's okay. And less women are gonna like me because I'm not as tall, and that's okay, you know. But women do like me, you know. And not all women are trying to get a 6'1" dude. It's not that important to them, you know. Not saying they don't like it, but it's just not a thing, you know. So maybe you should just focus on those, you know, and not like I don't have the height, I don't have this, and that's, you know, that's okay. I'm not the prettiest man, and that's okay. You know, so if you're not the prettiest, you know, you're maybe not tall, maybe not slender. I'm not saying you can't like work out and do this, but, you know, maybe you don't want to, you know, go into surgery and completely change yourself, like, you know, and make those type of changes, because you might change stuff that people really like about you, you know, because it's a trade-off, because you might change something that has more mass appeal, but you know, more people might have really liked what you had before, and now, you know, yeah, you have more numbers, but, you know, and that's just a theory. I don't know, but I definitely used to think about that all the time. I used to like measure my waist and my hip, because I knew that for women it's 0.7, the hip to weight ratio, and 0.8 was for men. So I used to measure that, and like that's the perfect, you know. So I'm like, okay, I'm trying to maximize, you know. Now I don't really think about that as much. Because it's just like, hey, it's trying to just accept, you know, what I am, you know. I still like working out and being fit and all that kind of stuff. And I know that boosts my mass. Probably it might not boost my mass appeal. It probably does, you know, because I feel like most people find a fit body attractive. But it doesn't mean that a fit body is their top pick, you know. And I think that's what I think maybe we need to change in our heads, is that just because the body, whatever the asset has the most mass appeal, doesn't mean that it's everyone's top pick, you know? And that might help us, at least it helps me to just accept, you know, myself for, you know, just what I got and what I can't change easily. Can't easily change height. So it's easier just to accept that this is what it is, man.
Well, that's all I have for you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, please share and subscribe so you can get the latest episodes. Hope you guys have a good morning, good evening, and good night. And remember, where there's life, there's hope. Peace.